But that makes me want to do like Kevin Bacon dance.
It makes you want to do angry dance like Footloose dude?
No, like a happy Kevin Bacon.
In.
Like a Paul Hamm.
Paul Hamm?
Yeah.
Who's Paul Hamm?
I don't know. Or John Hamm. That's what I'm thinking of.
I was like, who the fuck is Paul Hamm? Paul Hamm. Hey, what is it? The Paul of Hamm?
Yeah, dude. I don't think he's ever happy danced.
But yeah, it's not. Like, I do agree. It sounds like a. It sounds like a song.
Fling arms.
Like an Argyle.
Yeah, who's Argyle?
What's the movie he was in recently?
Kevin Bacon.
Briefly.
No. Bacon's.
John Hamm. That's hilarious. Kevin Bacon, John Hamm.
Yeah, dude. Kevin Bacon, John Hamm.
Who's next, dude?
Michael Pork.
Michael Pork, dude? Michael Pork Duncan?
That should be your screen name. Michael Pork Duncan.
Michael Pork Duncan?
Nah, dude. That's your porn name. Michael Pork Duncan.
Michael Pork Duncan. Damn, dude. Nah, that is true. Is there any other one named like that? Jason Statham, dude? Statham?
Statham. Jason. No, Jason Statham.
I have a name called Jason Statham.
Jason Statham. Jason Statham.
Because you know how people used to say ham? Like, he's going ham.
Going ham.
Like Jason Statham. Yeah, yeah. He stays going
ham. Stays going ham. Jason Statham. Yeah, dude, you stay going ham.
Those are my kids. Dude, no one says that anymore. Which is funny because when we used to say it around, no one said it for a long time either.
Yeah. I remember for a while I used to say go hard in the paint. Like referring to like driving towards the basket in basketball. For the longest time.
I had no idea that's where it was from.
Yeah, dude.
How'd you know from the song? Go hard in the paint.
Go hard in the paint, dude. Go hard in the paint.
I had no idea.
When you're in the paint, you gotta go hard, dude. Once you're inside that 3-point line, that's when you gotta play like physical basketball, dog.
I had no idea.
That's what I mean, dude. I said that for a long time, especially when I lived in the Bay Area. I was like, dude, I'm gonna go hard in the paint.
And motherfuckers and it was like, yeah, dude.
Like, you know, go hard in the paint, drive up to that basket, dog. And he's like, oh, dude, I thought you were talking about like huffing.
You're
like,
no.
He's like, no, dude. It's like, I thought you were addicted to paint, dog.
Like, no, I don't go hard like that. Nah, why were you excited?
Yeah, why are you? Do you huff paint? You a paint huffer? Right before the fucking song. You're like 40 fucking seconds ago. What were we talking about?
That some dude, man.
Some dude shit.
Some dude was being a dude.
Being a dude.
And you were just like, yo, what dude. About you?
What about
you?
You're
going hard in the paint.
Yeah, hard in the paint, dog. Like, are you huffing paint?
Exactly. And that dude was so excited.
Yeah, dude.
And you were like, no.
No, dude. Like, why are you excited about huffing paint?
Yeah, do you huff paint, man?
Nah, dude. Never huff paint in my life. Not on purpose, at least.
I saw on the internet someone's, like, order from DoorDash or whatever was, like, 5-6 cans of whipped cream, 5 or 6
cans. I saw that, too.
I was just like, that dude, he's going ham.
Yeah, for real, dog.
He's going hard enough.
There was one time, dude, I was doing DoorDash, and it was like the middle of the night, and I got an order for 3 bottles of Gatorade and some Plan B, dog.
You were like, whoa, this dude planning a nut.
Nah, dude, it's for some chick, and then she called me on the phone, and she was like, can you, like, stuff it in the mailbox? I don't want my parents to find out. I'm like, girl, I got you.
You were like, hey, yo, she fucking. And he's drive off.
Yeah, dude. I put your pregnancy test.
Hey, yo, you know, in this mailbox, right?
It's Plan B or pregnancy test or something. It's something like that where it's pretty obvious that you just got done with a fuck sesh.
You got Gatorade too? Damn.
Yeah, dude, Gatorade and a fucking.
Need to replenish,
you know,
dude.
Plan B, pregnancy test, whatever the fuck it was.
Need to replenish after getting pounded. Dude.
I remember when I went into CVS to get it, it was one of them things that was in like the cassettes, the anti theft.
So you'd be like, hey, I need one of those, and people are looking at you like, oh, you about to have a night, huh? And you're just like,
yeah, buddy.
I'm DoorDashing. Yeah. Someone else is about to have a night.
Yeah. Tip me $40. $40, yeah.
Did it? I mean, why not?
Yeah, dude, $40.
You over here being all discreet and shit.
I was discreet as fuck, dog.
You better tip me that tip money.
Yeah, she did. She's super embarrassed about it. I'm like, you shouldn't be embarrassed about something like that.
Yeah, bro, y'all here getting busted on, dude. Be happy. Yeah. Girls wish they get busted.
Not busted on.
Busted in. She was just like, ah! She felt it like a sprinkler on fucking the first day of summer, dude.
You think that's how it feels?
I don't know, dude, but I just imagine it.
I'm walking the water pipe collective, everybody. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Pino.
And we feel like a sprinkler on the first day of summer.
I don't know where I got that from, but
it's so poetically descriptive. He's talking about cum.
He's describing penetration and coming in a woman, dude.
It's like a sprinkler on the first day of summer. Sounds like some fucking raunchy ass Disney character shit.
It's like adult Disney.
Yeah, dude. It's basically Cartoon Network.
Back in the day. Dude, man, I feel like we've already talked about that. But yeah, like that's just one of those things.
You know what I started watching again?
What?
The cartoon Avatar.
Of course. I feel like everyone did. I feel like everyone saw the Netflix and it was just like, they either loved it or hate it. Either way, you're like, I'm going to go and watch the original now. Just because.
I forgot. And I went and got food. And I forgot it was on Nickelodeon, right?
Uh-huh.
And like it has the intros on Netflix for the Nickelodeon. And I walked in. And I'm like, is that like some fucking kid on a skateboard and like slime? Like a Nickelodeon intro.
Okay.
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
And you're like, oh.
I'm like, oh, Avatar. I'm watching a fucking child's cartoon.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, yeah, 1,000 people died in the war. And
you're like, whoa, they did? Like,
yeah, dude.
That's honestly.
When you think about it, it's way darker than the fucking live action ever was.
Did you watch the Netflix one?
Yeah.
Did you see when they burned that dude to death, dude?
Yeah, dude, it's
fucking you, fucking you. Dude, that was sick.
That's fucking crazy.
And then the air temple got shrecked, dude. Everyone was just dying left
and
right.
It was all burnt.
Honestly, the live action was pretty sweet, man.
Live action one was pretty sweet.
Like, a lot of people were... The reason
I gave it a second chance.
The reason why people hate it is because as long as you use nitpicky stuff and a lot of comparisons of basically, like, why didn't they do shot for shot of, like, the anime or the cartoon? It's just because, no, dude, that's...
Because it's an adaptation, dog. It's not a fucking shot for shot remake.
So I like the little changes that they made. The characters, I thought, all interacted well on screen. All of them looked good on screen. I mean, the only one I got a little issue was Katara, but I don't know if that
just
was...
Just about to say that. I really
don't know if it was the material they gave or if it was the actor. It's really tough to tell because everyone else did, in my opinion, pretty good. Like, I think everyone did pretty good. I think everyone else did pretty good. It was really fun. That fight was sick with her and Paku. That was dope. I didn't mind that they kind of did scene for scene, but it looked really cool. And not only that, but because it was so condensed, you get to see Katara see the Earthbenders do that little slidey thing, and then you get to see her do it against Paku and be like, oh, yeah, she picked it up during that time. Not to say like it didn't happen in the cartoon because it does, but it's just... So much shit happens in between that, like, you could kind of forget that little detail. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of filler in the cartoon.
There is, bro. And like,
but some of the filler does end up kind of being important.
Well, because it's a lot of, like, character interactions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard that's the reason why the One Piece live action is, like, really good is because, like, the dude who made it was involved heavily the entire time. But they also showed a lot of those, like, scenes where it was just the characters interacting with each other. Interacting, like, it didn't have to be story forward every time. Like, in that show, every single interaction was like a very, it almost felt like, well, they even said it. They were trying to make a Game of Thrones-esque kind of show with this. They already said that's kind of what Netflix wants them to do. Obviously, that's not what they want to do, but that's why the writing is kind of the way it is. That's why every single time that everyone spoke anything, it kind of felt almost important. It's just like Game of Thrones, where they kind of wanted you to, like, oh, this.
You gotta pay attention.
This is gonna happen. Something's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
dude.
They're talking.
Fucking Hodor. Hodor, dog. You gotta hold the door.
But yeah, I thought Iroh was really cool. That was really dope. I thought a scene with Lu Ten was really cool too.
I like the way that Zuko was a lot more contained in his anger live action.
What I like was that.
He wasn't super like, rah! Entire time.
What I like was that Zuko was a kid. Azula was a kid.
Azula was a kid.
Because they're all kids. And in the show, it's like, bro, like, obviously they're all voice acted by not kids. You know what I'm saying?
Other than
a few of them. Only a few of them. Dante Basco is not a kid. That's Zuko.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was a mighty duck. He could do whatever the fuck he wants.
You get what I'm saying, though. You know what I'm saying? Like that,
he's a mighty duck.
Because a lot of people
he was
just
a lost
like,
boy.
A lot of people were just like, I don't know, this Zuko just feels a little childish. I was like, because he's a fucking child, dude. Yeah, like, dude. It makes sense. I don't know. I thought that dude portrayed him really well. Sokka was great.
Sokka was, I think, the most accurate portrayal.
That dude, he
did good.
He had his
he relied
comedic
more,
timing.
Yeah, on the comedic timing, because Sokka was a really physically active character in the cartoon. But he really brought, like, the wit and sarcasm of Sokka.
He really did.
Yeah.
I really did like that.
Aang, well, if you think about it, in book one, Aang really was still that little kid.
Aang was aight. You know what I'm saying? I have no qualms about him. Some people hate the fact that he
was. It's hard to find a really good 10-year-old to act.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that's like
that's the best 10-year-old you can
find. And not only that, but when you're drawing, you can mask the voice acting. You know what I'm saying? Because you could draw the character extra animated to try to make whatever line he's delivering sound even better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the kid can only do so much. Like, it's just, come on, man. And so many people were like, I don't know, he just felt like he wasn't, like, kid-like enough or whatever. And I was like, dude, he's a kid already. Like, how much more kid-like do you need him to be? Like, what the fuck? That's what I'm saying. A lot of the nitpicks that I saw on the internet were just dumb. And then one thing I hate the most, man, was, no bullshit, bro, I've been reading this nitpick since the day this shit dropped. Everyone was just talking about nitpicks about how it's not like that. This, they changed Katara's attitude was really important. They were just like, she's a fucking blah, blah, blah. She's blah, blah, blah. She sucks, essentially. Another one was they didn't like the way they did General Ozai. No idea why. I thought he was really dope. I was just like, I thought he was a little bit scarier than the cartoon version, to be honest with you. Like, he seemed pretty fucking psycho. I was like, I kind of like that. He had that, like,
General Zhao.
He had that calm control. Or
Admiral
like,
Zhao.
He had that calm control, like, psycho. Mm-hmm. Like, almost like Bison from Street Fighter. Like, where you're just like, yeah, this guy's insane. And not only that, but the whole thing with, like, Zuko and all that. Like, I was just like, that scene where you're like, and you get to, like.
Yeah, you see it, like, right up against his
face. Yeah, bro.
They give you the sizzle.
Like, yeah, dude, I'm just like, it's oh, like, I was just like, oh my god, dude. You could just see his face. It's just like, now I don't know. I thought that was, that's all I was just like, that was weird.
It's a but fucking then, psycho shit.
This one YouTuber made a video, Most Critical, and he was just like, man, the one thing, like one of the first things he says, like one of the first points he makes, like, this show does a lot of like, tell a show and not tell, or tell and not show, because in a cartoon, you know, they really just showed you a lot of background things. And that's why a lot of blah, 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 blah. He's like, in the show, everything that they said, blah, blah, blah. He just kept saying that in the show, it was everything was just like basically just info dump, info dump, info dump. And I agree. That's why we just got done explaining why it's like Game of Thrones.
Dude, they only didn't get 22 episode runs.
So my only big thing about it was that, like, I don't even feel a lot of people that, like, complain about it actually watched it. Because after that fool said that shit, bro, no lie. The rest of the internet argument now is that all the show does is just fucking tell and not. Just tell and it doesn't show. It just tells you everything. It just exposition after. And that was weird because no one had said that before that video. And then after that video came out, now that's the current internet take. Is that, oh, you'll see it left and right, bro. And I was just like, this. I was like, this is insane. People, I feel like people don't even watch the shit anymore. I feel like people just watch their favorite person talk about it and be like, you're fucking right.
Yeah,
hey,
dude.
Guys, that shit fucking sucks. You know why? And then they just pair talking points.
Fed.
Exactly. I know so many people that do that. And there's going to be a lot of people on this podcast who are like, I don't do that. It's like, bro, you're the type of person who also probably watches pros play video games, and you do exactly the same thing they do. That's fucking terrible, dude. I'm sorry. Like, you're
gay.
Yeah, it's gay as fuck, and it's not fun. And I don't even know how you have fun in video games. If your only objective of playing a game is if you win, that's the only time you have fun. What the fuck is the point of playing a game?
Animal Farm every
once in a while. The whole point of playing the game is to have fun.
Sims.
Like, I don't know, dude. I don't mind losing. As long as it was a good game, people had fun, everyone tried, the matches were close or whatever. Like, it's sick. Sometimes you get swept. It happens. But, dude, it's all in the part of the game. You know what I'm
baseball.
Saying?
Like, baseball taught me that.
It's just all part of the game. You know what I'm saying? You
gotta do it for the love of the game. Because
it is. Like,
if you're doing it for the love of the win, you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
It just really is for the love of the game, bro.
You're being Shooter McGavin right now, dog.
Like, that's why I love Street Fighter.
You don't want to be Shooter McGavin. You want to be Billy Madison.
That's what I like fighting games in general. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where, like,
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Because one of those things where
you want to be Adam Sandler.
You just get your ass beat over and over again, but you'll learn, and eventually you'll start being that dude's ass because you start learning how to fight against him and learn against his character and learn how to do your moves. And then it's just.
And then some asshole comes in and just spams beat.
And then you go and beat his ass. Because you're like, I know how to fucking deal with that now, dude.
Yeah, dude. Duh.
And then now you can go inside a supermarket and beat all those stupid 12-year-olds. And you're just like, yeah, get shit on.
Do they have arcades there? Or are you just beating 12-year-olds in a supermarket?
I mean, who knows?
Video games taught me a lot. Come here, 12-year-old. My character's always bigger than everyone.
Start beating up cars and shit. Ah, one extra point.
Ah, dude. Remember when I was living in Oakland, there's a guy with a machete. He just fucking any car that drove by him, just whap. And he hit it. Then eventually the Mustang drove by.
And he shot him.
No, he hit him with the car.
That's exactly what I would have done, too. Just, I almost got into an altercation today, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude?
Yeah, but this guy
finding
didn't want
them
it.
Streets?
Dude, I was making a left, green light, going. And then I see this car approaching pretty fucking fast. And because I noticed that, I was like, I'm going to slow down. I'm gonna stop to see if this guy like stops before I even start moving forward even more. Because I was creeping. I was going to go normal speed, but I saw him. This dude just hauling. So I just stopped. And sure enough, dude, I'm like slowly creeping, slowly creeping, slowly creeping, slowly creeping. And like, he just goes. And I was just like, bam. I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And then I could see he did not look at me at all. He did one of those like. And then we were driving in the
eyes forward.
Fucking, yeah. We were driving in a parking lot. So I was like right behind him. And I was just like, dude, I hope you make a left. You make a left, dude. Because we're going to have
bitch.
An altercation,
I'm
baby.
Follow you home.
And then he noticed where I was going. And because I have my blinker. I always tell people where I'm going. I have a blinker. So then he kind of like noticed where I was going. And I saw that he was slow. And he saw my blinker. And then I saw he was going to make a left. Then he stopped and he just kept going straight. And I was just like, nah, I'm not going to give you that energy. Like if you were going the same way, if you're going the same way, dude, sure, dude. But I didn't give a fuck, bro. I was so pissed. I was just like, dude, I'm. I don't know what the fuck I was gonna do to that guy.
You should keep like self tapping drywall screws.
All right, Ryan.
Your cup holder. Or someone fucks with you, pull up his back.
I just had my samurai sword umbrella, dude. I was gonna use my.
You don't got that.
And I was gonna use my footsies against him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking papa.
I was gonna just poke him, dude, at range. He was gonna come at me, and I was just gonna just stab him with the end of the umbrella,
yeah,
dude.
Give back. Get back.
And it has a samurai sword handle, so it's going to be fucking easy peasy, dude.
It'd be cool if there's like a sword in the umbrella.
Dude, that would be sick. That would be the ultimate.
There's like an umbrella and like on the tip of it.
Because like the one I have.
It's like a sword, but there's an umbrella on the tip.
The one I have is literally like a samurai sword handle, and it has a little click button, so you click and it just opens up.
Or just like that, like the casing
but it's
of
pretty,
the sword.
But it's pretty long.
There's umbrellas.
But it's pretty long, and then it has a very long tip.
That's what she said.
Like that. I don't know why the hell it's a super huge one, but it's like that long. So that's why I was just like, dude, I could just like, dude.
Just say you can walk with it, dog.
So I could fuck people up with it, dude.
So you can be like fashion.
And then also fuck people up with it, dude.
Fashion.
Because you could just wield it as a blade, dude. So
fashion.
Like,
violent
bitch.
Fashion.
Violent fashion, dude.
Yeah, dude. Violent fashion. Yeah. You just start poking homeless people on the streets of New York.
I'm like, what's up? Yeah.
Bah, I don't have any change.
Ungod. Ungod, peasant. Dude, I've always wanted to yell that.
It's just fucking, you know what you should do? You should get a fucking like trench coat, black trench coat, top hat, like a monocle. Just walk around when it's rainy outside with your umbrella.
You just fight people, dude?
Just hand out nickels.
Like, here you go, chump.
Man, don't spend it all in one place, old chap.
Here you go, chap. It's like 5 cents, man. It's like, you asked for money, right? What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. 5 cents is 5 cents.
Yeah, do you want me to poke your eye out?
Yeah, dude. You get like 19 more of those, you got yourself a dollar.
Bitch, if not, ungod.
Ungod. Ungod. I'll stab you with my umbrella.
Ungod. Imagine those are the last things you hear before you get shot.
On guard.
Yeah. So it comes up to you. What? I'm going to beat your ass. Like, what? No, you don't. On guard.
Boom. Damn.
You wake up in the afterlife. Yo, I'm going to fucking yell on guard.
How do you even guard against that? I didn't have a guard.
That's unfair. You can't yell that at people and have a gun, dude.
Yeah, dude. You guard. Think everybody's got body armor on? On guard. All right, hold on.
Shit.
I think, God, that is such a stupid thing to say, dude. It's like, ungod, I'm going to stab you.
Like, I mean.
Put your guard down,
what
bitch.
What is that, like, being nice to someone? Being like, hey.
We are about to do
it. You know, like, guard up, because I'm about to stab you. Like, unguard.
Is it your sword guard?
Wait, because like, is that what that means? Like,
unguard?
Like, put up your guard? Like, unguard?
Put
like,
up dukes.
Yeah, is that what that means? Or
put like, your guard up? Well, I mean, yeah, your
yeah,
guard.
Yeah, right, like, unguard. Yeah. Like, put up your
yeah,
guard.
Unguard. I don't know. Let's Google it.
Because I always wondered why that was un-guard. A word of engagement against the nobles. I don't know what race they are.
French or some shit.
Yeah, right? That's how I just like, I don't know who the fuck says unguard.
Germans? French, those dorks at the fucking
the Renaissance fair. Oh, God.
The guy who tried to tell you that if you put your fingers a certain way, no one could move you.
Forever, dude. He's
yeah,
like, dude. They're going to try to stab you, now put your pinkies up,
yeah,
and
dude.
Then look.
That's stupid
now,
shit.
You can't. They can't even break it, bro.
They no, can't just, even break it. You believed him. Your drunk
drunk
ass believed him, dude.
Drunk,
I know. I know. You were the right amount of drunk to be like, dude, it works.
I was the right amount. Dude. Kendall was just like, dude, you were having so much fun. And I was like, was I? She was like, yeah, I was just looking at you. You were just having a blast. And that guy was just teaching you things. I was like, I was having a blast. I was having such a good time.
You're like, yo, check this out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool, dude.
That shit was dope.
Pulled you aside. And you're like, nah, dude. And I'm just like, bah. I told you it doesn't work.
And then I asked that dude, I was like, so do you like do any of this? And he's like, oh, no. I just teach you.
It's all theory. It's all theory. It's all theory. That's what the guy with the sword told me. Me and Vince are like, oh, so when do we fight? And
he's
like, oh, it's all theory. It's all theory. I'm like, it's fucking dumb, dude.
So this is dumb. Like,
dumb.
We're just
stupid.
You're just saying make up things right now.
Yeah, dude.
It's all theory.
It's all make believe.
Yeah, basically, dude.
Fuck. Why are you playing make-believe at the Renaissance Fair?
No, not even, dude. I didn't mind if it was make-believe, but y'all motherfuckers made it seem like, yeah, we
yeah,
have a school in San Diego
real,
State,
dog.
And like, there's we have classes in
it's
college.
A school, dude.
And I was
you
like,
get
what?
Your own fucking Robin Hood tights.
Get the fuck out of here with that dumb shit, dude. Bro, one of Kendall's friends ended up spending like fucking $400-$300 or some shit on that dress. She spent an absurd amount on the dress. Were you there? You weren't there. Were you there?
I was there.
Did you see her? It was just that blue dress that she was wearing.
Who cares, man?
She was fucking.
Makes you happy.
I want to go make that dress right now, dude.
You gonna make that dress?
Yeah, dude.
You gonna make that dress?
Kendall saw it and she was like, dude, that shit was not even double layered.
Fucci? Finucci?
Finucci, some of that Fucci.
You gonna get that Fucci?
That'd be fun, dude. Hey, thanks for giving me some fucking some stream ideas, dude. That'd be a good merch, dude. Fucci?
Got that Fucci.
Got that Fucci, dude.
Yeah, dude, she's an F.
My
the
F.
F-U.
The F that I have. Yo, the F.
Is that Fucci?
Dude?
Is that Fucci?
It has to be Fucci. That's literally yeah. Just supposed to be like F-U-C-C.
Well, oh, that's a Fucci. I'm thinking Louis Vuitton.
The L-V.
Yeah. Fucci. I was thinking the F. And
Fino
the
Vuitton, dude?
Yeah, Fino Vuitton.
Fino Vuitton.
Got that Fino Vuitton.
But the F-V. What does Vuitton mean? Is that just his last name,
I'm
assuming?
I think Louis Vuitton is a gay guy, probably.
I'm going to have to assume so.
Like Versace?
Versace. Is that really that guy? That's his name?
Yeah, Giovanni Versace or Gio Versace or some shit. He got
really?
Murdered by somebody, dude.
That's what you get for having such a cool name, dude.
Yeah, Andrew Cunanan. Grew up here in San Diego as one of the fancy boys of San Diego.
Wait, are you Cunanan?
Andrew Cunanan.
Was he Filipino?
Yes.
I think I know someone that's related to that guy.
There's a billion Filipinos of every last name.
Is there... Cunanans, though? That's
I don't
a
know,
very
but Andrew,
last name,
Andrew
dude.
Cunanan, in I think like the late 90s, early 2000s, went on a killing spree.
That guy is crazy. Was he a blood?
I don't think he's gang affiliated. He was like a fancy boy. He was like.
He was
kept,
a fancy boy?
He was a kept boy. Do you know what a kept boy is?
That sounds rapey.
Kind of.
What the fuck is a kept boy, dude?
Sugar daddy, but gay.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's like what Tim Dillon does.
Think a lot.
It's like
more,
an,
a lot more stereotypically gay.
Like an older dude.
Old.
Hanging out with a young
with
gay
like a
dude.
19 in shape
gay dude. And
he gets
paying
he gets like a stipend.
Yeah, we you know we have someone in our friend group like that, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, he's got your own music
you know
festival.
Shit is what it is.
You know
what
it is? Yeah, kept boys.
You know what I'm saying? One of them is
yeah,
kept
he's a kept boy.
Boy,
dude. Yeah, he's a kept boy.
Damn, bro. That's
he was a kept boy, and he's kind of like insane the entire time.
And he just went out there and said, yo, what's up? Your name is Versace.
Yeah, he went out. Well, he did have you ever seen The Talented Mr. Ripley?
No.
It's a good movie. Matt Damon's.
What
Jude Law.
What is a magician?
No, The Talented Mr. Ripley is about a guy who impersonates another guy. And, like, falls in love with this dude, ends up killing him on a boat. But It's kind of like that.
Pretty kinky.
Yeah, pretty kinky, but there's like gay boy shit like that.
So that's what he did. He ended up falling in love with Versace and he killed him?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And Versace, well, he like infiltrated by doing that sort of shit. Mm-hmm. He like infiltrated like the fashion community and like was able to get close to
you
Versace.
Have to be gay and fucking go in the fashion community?
You don't, but I think it helps.
Like, what's up, bro? I'm trying to make Fino a brand, bro. My logo that Vince made is pretty sweet. I think that should look pretty good on things.
Yeah. Fusashi.
It's a good logo, dude. That's just $300.
Fusashi.
Buy that shirt. You want to be fresh. You want to be known as fresh Fino, dude. You want to be fine?
You want these Fino clothes? You want these feezies? Fino. On your feetsies?
You
want
to be fine, dude? Get some of that Fino, dude.
Yeah.
Get Fino. Fino.
It's like Calvin Klein.
Fino. Fino. Just like that, dude.
It's like an essence of Fino.
Yo de Tole.
What?
Yo de Tole.
What does that mean?
It's perfume in French.
Yo de Tole?
Yeah. Yo de Tole. I always thought it was funny because to me, it always looks or like
smell
the toilet or something like that.
Yo,
like,
look at the toilet.
That sounds gross. Because you seen that in perfume bottles, right? Where it just says yo de Tole. E-U-N-D-E, then toilet. Like yo de Tole.
Yo de Tole.
And basically that means perfume, I think. My favorite is, I need to buy some. It's from fucking rest in peace, dude. Mr. Versace himself, dude.
Mr. Versace, dude. Yeah, he got a mass killed.
I think it's called Ergos or Arrows. Versace Arrows.
Arrows?
Yeah, that's my smell, dude. That's my scent.
Eros.
That shit is my scent. If you know that smell, that's your boy.
That's what it is, yeah.
What the fuck did you say? You just said what? Omelette du fromage?
Yeah, dude. If you just anything, it's French, dude.
French sounds cool until you try like doing rap or something. Then you sound stupid.
Omelette du fromage.
French sounds dumb in rap.
French is dumb, period.
Like, you know me, man. I've been exploring a lot of hip hop in different languages.
I know, dude. You're listening to some sad white people, sad white people electronica.
Yeah, dude. It was great.
No, not sad white people. Angry white people.
And then it was like angry sad. It was like melancholy. It was
It was Russian.
It was like shell shocked.
Yeah.
The only way I could describe it.
Yeah. It was like we're rebuilding after a war.
But you're still like, oh fuck, that shit was crazy. We lost so many people. But you're like ready to fuck some shit up at the same time.
I'm gonna try and make my way in the UFC.
And then the Finnish rap is great. I like the Finnish rap. German rap is good too. German dude, you got good German rap. Shout out to C-Doo, that dude's dope. But I've tried listening to a lot of other languages, bro, and you just like other languages, you can't do it. I've
been listening to a lot of Spanish.
And I was gonna say, I think I have a bias because like I speak Spanish and I like Spanish music, and I do also don't mind like Spanish rap and shit or like reggaeton even because like they have like flows. And like that's the reason why I like German and like Finnish rap, because like their flow style sounds very similar to Spanish rap and all that. Like the way they use their syllables and the way they like just they layer their shit is almost kind of sounds.
Is
the
there
same.
A Vietnamese rap?
Probably, but
you should find something.
That shit would sound nuts.
Yeah.
Dude,
do it.
I don't know if it was that language or not, but they showed there. I saw a video on Twitter or TikTok or something, dude, where it was someone rapping in that, and he was just like, blah, 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 blah. And the first comment, no lie, was just like, damn, that fool was fluent in chicken. I was just like, oh my God.
Oh, dude.
The internet strikes again,
fluent
dude.
Fluent in chicken.
I was just like, that's.
Chicken sounds good.
What kind of chicken, dude? Fried chicken or like baked chicken?
Dude, I'm thinking like some grilled
chicken.
Souvlaki.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's like a Greek Mediterranean type of chicken.
Is that the one made on the rotis?
No, dude, that's rotis.
It's made in marinated in yogurt.
Made in yogurt and like dill and like parsley. Dude, it's good. Oh, brother.
What does it taste like?
Oh, brother. You ever had the kebab chicken? It's like that, but milder. Not as bold of a taste.
You don't want the boldness, dude?
Well, don't you eat it with, like, rice and, like, vegetables and shit all together.
That's
and,
pretty delicious.
And, like, crap. I don't know why, dude. I've been on, like, salads and shit lately. You know what? Pretty proud of myself, dude. Last time I, like, really started weighing myself, I was, like, 260, 265. 240.
Dude, yeah, you've been, today. You've been surfing, brother.
Dude, I've been surfing for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Didn't really think about that. But yeah, dude.
When did we go to... Yeah, it was like June, July last year, huh? We went to the beach when I fucked up my toe.
Is that the time you almost drowned by falling in the hole?
No. That was before. After. That was after.
Yeah, you almost drowned before that. Yeah, that was like 2 years ago when I first got my board.
Because I fucked up my toe, but I think before I went to Evo.
Yeah, I don't think I was at the beach with you that time. I think you and Kendall went alone.
No, dude. I went to the beach with you to meet up with you and Nico, and I had fucked up my toe, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was what? Like, roughly like last year already.
Yeah, sure.
And by that time, you were... That's like around the time you and Nico had just started.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you've been surfing almost like a year. Almost.
No, I started before that. I started before Nico.
You're right, because then you started going because you mentioned it to him, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm down to go surfing with you. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I was surfing for like 2 years now.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, dude, pretty proud of myself.
Good shit, dude.
I've also been like, dude, you know what's really good? Surfing, eating mangoes, and smoking a bunch of weed.
Yeah, dude, it's mangoes. That shit just makes you higher, dude. You get higher, baby. Yeah.
I started taking tall boys to the voodoos.
I'm telling you, dude.
To the beach.
Mm-hmm. That juice force, right?
Yeah, dude.
That orange one?
Yeah, dude.
It's delicious. Yeah, it goes down good. And on a hot day, it's just good. Mm-hmm. And it's strong.
Water, just fucking wow.
And you only need one. Yeah. And, like, it puts you on a good one.
Bring Sammy to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Pack my little box.
Mm-hmm.
Get some snacks and some Sammies.
Hell yeah, dude.
Some voodoos.
Survive, dude.
Some marijuana.
Survive.
Yeah, dude.
You'll get yourself a chick, dude.
Survive.
Eventually, there's going to be a chick who's, like, down with that, too, dude.
Yeah, dude.
So, you're good. You'll get there, bro. You'll get there. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself. I realized that I've been doing yoga probably roughly for 2.5 years. I did a workout yesterday that the last time I did, bro, I bitched out, like, minute 5. Like, I was just like, this, like, I was dying on the floor. To that last, yesterday, bro, I was actually able to do it.
Were you really making that sound?
Yes, dude. Like, yoga is tough because for the most part you're just holding up your own body weight and like clenching your abs the entire time.
Yeah,
and it's tiring.
Yeah, dude. Can you do the thing where you like hold your own body with your hands on the ground like that?
What do you mean?
Like you put both your hands like kind of like on your chest like that, and then you bring your knees up and you like kind of squat down and you like pull your body up.
No, I haven't done any, like, balancing things like that. Like, full body weight shit like that, I haven't done. What I really want, I want to work up to, like, handstands. That's what I want
to
do.
I don't think I can do a handstand right now. I used to be able to do handstands and walk on my hands in high school.
Yeah, that's what I want to work up to. I want to work up to being able to do that and being able to do just, like, those kinds of push-ups.
I could never do that. I can walk on my hands, but I can never do the handstand push-up.
That's my, like... secondary goal. My main goal is being able to just do pull-ups again.
You know what really helped
me? I just miss pull-ups.
With learning to do how to handstand, it wasn't the wall thing. It was doing it in a pool, in an above-ground pool. It was only like 4 feet tall, so it's like just do a handstand. If you fall, you just fall into the water. Me and my sister used to do that for like ever for years until you were 19 when we lost the above-ground pool when we moved.
Yeah, that's what I'm. I just want to just do that. I'll do handstands, but the main part, I just want to do pull-ups so I'll be able to do full pull-ups. The ones where you go all the way up.
Use that thing, down. Dude.
All the way up.
Use the Bowflex, dude. The
that's not a Bowflex. That's a bullshit, dude. That is.
That's better than a Bowflex, actually. That looks like a legit machine, dude.
Doesn't work.
Damn. It's not good. Don't work.
The weight limit that it has is not true.
Damn.
That's just way light.
Damn. Let's get some kettlebells. Do some Rogan shit.
I already have some. I tried doing the whole... Bro, kettlebells are also... That's just tough. I need more endurance. That's why I'm doing yoga. I'm doing yoga just to get my body flexible. I'm building endurance. So like that when I do things with weight, I'll be able to do it comfortably without worrying about throwing out a muscle or something like that.
You do burpees?
That's what I was doing yesterday, yeah. That's what that workout was. One of the main movements was doing chaturanga, which is basically going... You do a plank.
Dude, chaturanga.
Then you go down
like
to then you go down. Then you go down to lower plank and you go downward dog. And downward dog is basically your hands and only the bottoms of like your knuckles or your feet are like touching the floor and you're like that. and then you throw it down to downward dog.
I guess some face down ass up.
And then you're like, yeah, so you're basically, and then you throw yourself back
Superman
up.
Superman to face down ass and then up, face down ass up to Superman.
You do, from downward dog, you put your leg up, and then you extend it to touch your right elbow, then you put it back up, and then you put it to touch your nose, then you put it back up, then you put it to touch your left elbow, then you put it back up. Then you throw it up to, Then you throw it up to a basically a forward lunge, and then from forward lunge you go to warrior, and then from warrior you go to warrior two. Oh no, warrior two, which is down here, and you extend that way. And then you go to warrior three, and you go that way. And the entire time, bro, you're just basically doing a forward lunge the entire time. Your legs are just like on fire after
sounded
you just
like
got
you
done
were describing some crazy ass chest.
After movement. You just got done doing burpees and shit, like.
So I'm out warrior one to your warrior seven.
It's pretty nuts, dude. Like, I was just like, whew. I was just happy because, like, we got to the end, and I was just like,
dude, you seen
I
those
fucking,
fucking like,
I did it, bro. I was just like,
masters,
that's fucking
them
nuts.
Motherfuckers is ripped.
Yoga is sick,
they're
dude.
They're strong, too.
Yoga is sick. I don't know. I'm starting to really like it, dude. Like, I come home now, and I'm looking forward to it. One of my favorite things now is just, like, coming home. And depending on how I feel, like, if my day at work wasn't too bad, I can just go ahead and do yoga straight up. But, like, if I was having, like, a rough day at work, one of my favorite things to do is just come home, smoke a fat bowl to just fucking shut everything up, and then just do yoga for, like, an hour, dude. And it's just, like, it's the shit, dude. You just get to focus on your breathing and just movement and just, it's the shit, dude. It's.
Yeah, same thing with surfing.
It's pretty
bro.
Fucking relaxing, dude. And you're same just sitting thing. There just taking deep breaths and just feeling yourself, and you're just like, yeah.
It's a very in-the-moment activity.
It is. You get to feel things.
You drop every little bit of stress.
Yeah, like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Doing things. And it feels good, dude.
Did you ever... Do you know the book Be Here Now?
No.
Read any? Do you fuck Ram Dass?
Nope.
Fucking hippie shit?
Nope.
Okay, damn.
None. I was such I was such a person that was, like...
Against them hips?
No. I was just really into, like...
Dirty hippie?
I read a lot of sides
Nixon
of, like...
Didn't do it.
Biocentrism and like NLP stuff and Terrence McKenna stuff, and it was just kind of like I kind of it was just one of those things where I kind of saw a little bit of each side
close
to the point where it was just kind of like, yeah, man, this I realized that it's just all in your mind, and your mind is one of those things that where if you believe it, it's gonna happen. So you can go ahead and choose any one of those disciplines to go ahead and believe, and you're going to believe it 100%, and you're going to see it, and you're going to have proof of it, well, obviously, because you believe in it. Like, after just getting into just a little bit of those, I was just kind of like, ah, it's one of those things. Like, it's just like, yeah. And that's why I always tell people, like, the mind is a powerful thing of, like, yeah, dude, if you really believe in that kind of stuff, it's going to happen to you. Because you
well,
just...
What I'm referencing isn't really about believing shit. It's more like... Don't believe in nothing. Stop caring.
Yeah, like, which is how it should be.
Yeah,
like that's how it
so
should.
So you
be.
Would like that book?
Because it's just like, dude, I've tried it, bro, and I, that's just like I said, everything just went into this. Just like that's all it is. It's just a belief. Yeah. And
the,
I wish people.
The only thing that's real is what you can see.
Exactly, dude. And I just wish people would just admit that and just be like, hey, man, I believe in this because it makes me feel comfortable. It brings me a sense of community or whatever, and this is why I do it. Just admit that shit, dude. Like, dude, it's cool, dude. You don't have to
be
like,
nah, dude, God's real, and you're going to hell, dog.
It's just like, dude, I get it, man. It's cool, dude. You don't have to do that. You have your group of people to go ahead and do that with. Go hang out with them and do that with them. Like, it's just, that's cool, dude. It's cool. They have awesome cores, values, and shit like that. Yeah. So... Yeah, you know, love your neighbor and fucking all that shit. Like, you know, if you are good at it,
yeah, if you're
you
good
know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like, just do that and you're good. You know, you don't got to do anything else. You know what I'm saying? And that's, I don't know. I remember because I went through a rabbit hole of it and I had to take myself out of it because one of my friends just couldn't get out of it. And I was just kind of like, holy shit, I don't know what to tell you, but like, I was just like, this is...
At a certain point, one of the most enlightened things you can do is to not give a fuck.
Because, yeah, dude, like, I was just... But I thank all of that for it, dude, because it did help me grow as a person. I got to explore different ways of thinking. I got to interact with different people who explored those ways of thinking as well. And I got to see where they were in life, where they ended up in life and all that. And it was just, like, really interesting to see all that. Like, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? But I can honestly say that been there, done that, dude. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I have. Like, it's just... I feel bad for people who have never done that. I feel bad for people who've never attempted to try to, like, genuinely dive into a way of thinking and life of being like, this is what I'm going to do now. This is who I am now. All the time. You know what I'm saying? And then just after a while being like, this is bullshit. No one could really do this. Yeah. Newsflash. Yes.
Yeah, this point.
Everyone is human, dude. Like, you just do your own thing. And as long as you ain't fucking anyone else over, that's cool, man. Like,
yeah.
That's it. That's just the way it should be, dude. But I don't know. That's just our way of thinking, too, dude. Because you go to other countries and it's just like, you'll get shunned from society for having crazy thoughts like that. And it's just like, dude, that also has an effect on humans also.
Yeah, dude. It's like fucking places in the world where, like, if a woman shows, like, her cheekbone.
Or not. Well, see, that's, there's that. But then there's also things
but
like,
but that's about belief.
But there's also something like in Japan, you know what I'm saying? Where if you decide to not go to college and work really hard and be a slave to your corporate boss or whatever, you'll get shunned from society and you'll be like, you're a fucking loser piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just kind of like, but then people will be like, but Japan is really nice because it's super safe out there and blah, 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 blah. And yada, yada, yada. But then you also have super things safe like
because
that.
Because you have a cult-like society.
You know what I'm saying? You also have a thing like that. But then it's just like, but then you wonder, you know what I'm saying, why we don't have anything. People are like, oh, well, you know, I wish we could have a vending machine down the street, but here in America, we'll get robbed. And it's just like, well, yeah, but we're also, one, we're really young, and two, we also have no shame. Like that, especially the direct comparison to Japan. Japan is really big on shaming people and, like, you know, just, if you don't follow the cultural norms, you're going to get shamed into fucking nothingness, bro. Like, it's that's crazy. True. And it's almost like in India. Like, if your surname is just the wrong surname,
you get a whole caste system over there, exactly. You get untouchables.
You
and shit.
Get fucked, you bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, sorry, dude. Like, your 17th great-grandfather fucked a rat or some shit.
You just get shunned. So, you know what I'm saying? And it's bad.
You in America, if your 17th great-grandfather fucked a rat, no one cares.
And it's just like, that's the thing too, man. Like, that's why, like, it's the good and bad thing about where we're from. You know, it's really cool that we have freedom and now, you know, we get to, you know, we're individuals and all that. But then you also have the bad side of that is that we're all individuals, so we don't get along. You know what I'm saying? We're all so freedom-centric that we just don't respect each other either because, A, my freedom is more important than your freedom. And it's just, we have no shame also on top of that at all. We have zero shame, bro. Like, I've seen videos and all that. Like, I don't know. I haven't visited foreign countries, you know, other than, like, Mexico, really. But even, you know, so it's really not that hard for me to act like them or respect their laws or whatever. Because I speak Spanish. So I'll be able to read, understand, and I get that. I kind of get the culture because I'm from El Salvador. You get what I'm saying? But, like, if I go to another country, I would have to read up on, like, the culture and all that before I go there. Just because I wouldn't want to be, like, super American in random places. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't just want to be trying to tip people in random places. I'm just not trying to be American.
Dude, like, yeah, imagine, like, going to, like, France and you try and tip the waiter.
But you
get
what I'm
like,
saying?
Super offended.
You get what I'm saying, though? Like, yeah. That, like, but you know, most Americans don't go and do that. They'll go and do that. And then they'll get mad at them and be like, why are you getting mad? I'm trying to, and they don't realize that it's an American thing because we're just so self-contained, bro. Yeah. Like, it's. Bro, and that's
my point of, like, the whole be here now is just, like, is that happening right now?
Yes.
No, is that happening to you?
Oh, no. But
right
that's,
now.
But that's what I'm saying. That's, like, the hilarious part.
Then that's
about
the point
it.
Of it is, who gives a fuck? Do you do your yoga? Go surfing.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. That's the hilarious part about, like, Americans, though. Just, like, in general. Like, they, bro, we are an interesting country, man. I always find it fascinating how young we are and how crazy we are. Right? It just can't, every day I just can't help but feel like we're an experiment and people are just controlling it.
Every 4 years,
like,
people do vote for Vermin Supreme.
Like, I feel like we're Sim City. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm not lying, bro. Like,
they call it the great experiment for a reason.
Like, it just feels like we are, dog. And when I tell people, like, America's young, everyone always looks at me crazy, but I'm just like, I mean, look at other societies and countries and how long they've been around, dude, compared to us.
China?
Like, it's...
China's been around for fucking forever, dude.
And, like, that's what I'm saying. When people genuinely think, like, that won't happen to us here, I'm just like, oh. Dude, we're so young, man. Like, real shit has not even happened to our country yet, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny, man. A lot of people, especially our generation, just think, like, well, you know, ain't shit gonna get crazy here. I'm like, nah, dude,
shit could get crazy.
Unfortunately, we're probably going to live through the worst.
Y'all ever play Modern Warfare 3? Shit could get crazy quick, dog.
Dude.
All of a sudden, they're through all over the Atlantic coast. They're parachuting.
It's not even that, man. It's just,
you got a scar with, like, fucking only 2 mags.
It's just like, just think of this city in, like, what, 5 years or so, bro. Like,
it'll be the majority the same.
No,
yeah.
There's going to be so many more people here because of all the apartments getting built. And, dude, it's going to be fucking If we thought traffic was bad now.
I don't think so, dude. It's expensive. I don't think people are going to move here.
That's what you think, man, but people are still buying these fucking $500,000 houses and paying fucking $2,300 for two bedrooms. Dude, things are still getting taken, man.
They're rich people.
Down in Encanto, new apartments just got built up. Down the street from fucking Nye Elementary, some new apartments got built up that were never there, dude, for my entire life. And you just added what? Maybe close to 300 new apartments there. That's so many new people in a neighborhood. And that's just going to keep happening to places that are already overcrowded. Like, everyone's so excited for these new apartments, but I'm just like, bruh, we're already crowded as it is, and you're bringing more people in. Those apartments are going to turn into ghettos. You know what I'm saying? They're literally going to turn into ghettos. It's just, I feel like these places are going to turn into almost like project places. And the Encanto apartment is almost like the project places now. It started out really nice, and it looked really nice. Now it doesn't look all that nice anymore. You know what I'm talking about, too.
Yeah.
And they're using that same exact model. It's the one I go to. All the other places, dude.
There's a gas station right next to that one that mm-hmm. I go buy drugs at.
Yeah. That orange and weird. It almost looked like shipping containers and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, mid-2010 architecture style five-on-ones.
They're building a lot of those around this neighborhood, man. Like, like a lot.
So does SOPA.
And I was just, yep. And I was just like, bro, it's crazy. Yeah. And it's funny, too. I was reading an article the other day that people were trying to, like, push City Heights. And I was just kind of like, City Heights ain't going to get pushed nowhere, bro. Ain't no one going to City Heights. City Heights is going to stay City Heights forever because there's nothing to do in City Heights. And do City Heights wants it to stay like
people
that.
People thought that about North Park.
Nah, North Park always had, once the brewery started opening up in 30th and, like, all the little bars had that little resurgence, like Toronado's.
Yeah, but that didn't happen until the mid, like, 2010s, early 2010, like, late 2000s.
Yeah, but you got to realize that's not going to happen anymore.
People were just like, oh, North Park's always going to be North Park.
But you got to realize it's not going to happen anymore because San Diego's bought up now. Like, all those were local businesses started by local people who were just like, yeah, we're starting shit. Now everything's owned by the con restaurants and fucking all these other one or three fucking letter fucking places just own everything in San Diego now. So it's just kind of like... Factory. And those places don't want to go there because there's nothing there. There is no mom and pop place to go take over there. And these places aren't going to risk starting a new business venture over there. So City Heights is always going to stay City Heights. Like, I just think it's hilarious because people think it's going to get better. I'm just like, it's not.
But I think that goes to my point of it's going to be largely the same in 5 years.
City Heights sucks. Have you been to City Heights? City Heights?
I mean, San Diego in general. You're saying San Diego is going to be super different. I don't really think so. It's going to be the same. For the past 20 years, it's been doing what you just described.
Getting busier and busier and just sucks the
air. So it will be vastly the same.
No, it just get worse. Now you just want going to go.
That's
anywhere.
The same. It gets worse every year.
It's terrible.
That's the same. Then move to fucking bumfuck Kansas.
I'm about to, dude. I'm about to go join RJ in Vegas.
Ew.
I'm just like, I'm going to go live over there and have a good time. Be closer to all the things I want to visit to, anyways.
That's just Vegas?
No, just you'll be in the middle of the country. So if I want to go visit
the middle of the country? That's still the south. That's only fucking 500 miles away. That's not far at all.
It's closer to Zion than here.
Okay.
And other national parks than here.
No, not really.
Yeah. And other oceans.
No. 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 You got to travel 3,000 miles to get to the closest ocean the other way.
I mean, what other oceans would I want to visit? I want to visit ones I haven't seen.
Still not that close. You're talking about like... You want to move? I thought about New Orleans.
I'd be able to afford it.
Thought about New Orleans. Thought about Houston. Because Houston's southeast Texas. It's on the Gulf.
I don't know, man. I'd just choose Vegas just because a fucking job would be easy for me to find. What was that noise?
I have no idea.
I was like, what?
Sounded like a drill.
We drilling?
We drilling out here?
Yo, we out here drilling.
Let's just go to the oil fields and drill in Texas.
I'm down, dude.
Make some money.
I heard Texas is getting bad.
Live in some man camp.
It's a man camp. I heard Texas is getting bad. I don't know.
Why is Texas getting bad?
People are saying there's too many people.
To your point, there's too many people everywhere then.
That's why I'm going to go to Vegas because no one wants to go there. Everyone has your same panel view of it. And I was like, cool. Let's go there then. There's going to be no one there. Cheap housing. Easy jobs. Fucking you can fly out of there cheap. It's fucking great.
I should go live in Tijuana.
That's what I was thinking, too. But, damn, TJ's just fucking a wild card, man.
There's one guy who went to the training.
It's just a wild card. It's
true, dude.
I get it, though, man. Don't get me wrong. I get it.
$500 for a two-bedroom apartment, but you may hang from a bridge.
Me and you, $1,000, you can get a fucking mansion over there in the gated community, dude. That'd be dope. But the way to get there and to where we got to go afterwards is fucking going to suck. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I'm not cut out for that. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather, look, man, nothing for nothing. The dude who moved over to fucking Vegas, he's paying $1,800 for a three-bedroom, and, like, he kind of, like, showed me.
Is he in Vegas?
No, he's
or not Henderson, like, or Boulder, or...
Yeah, of course. It's like people who say, I'm moving to San Diego, but they're living in Escondido and shit. It's like the same thing.
Those people are dumb and they're lying.
Duh, it's the same shit. You know what I'm saying? They're going to say they're still living in Vegas when they're really not. Yeah, man, he's not living on the Strip. Yeah, he's living in, like, I'm going to have to assume. I'm not entirely too sure, but I'm going to have to assume. I don't think you're going to find $1,800 three-bedroom apartments in... near Vegas, like the Strip. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're probably going to be living maybe,
I don't know, dude,
30, 40 minutes
when
away from
there.
When
I went to that one dispensary that was like a couple blocks off the Strip,
mm-hmm.
I was driving around some ghetto.
Ghetto.
Yeah, some ghetto, dog.
So maybe, I don't know, dude, but he showed me his place. Big, spacious. That dude has a four-pool jacuzzi, and I thought it was funny because I was like, I know, just like, I mean, it's dope, but you're probably going to really realistically only be able to use that like 3 to 4 times a month of the year. Because it's just way too hot out there.
I don't think so.
Yeah, dude, and they don't have heated pools. You and I already tried that. That shit is not fun. What, well, I tried pool? That. No, yeah, trying to go in a non-heated pool. That shit is not fucking great, dude.
I don't know. I've grown to like cold water now.
That shit sucked.
Swimming in like a 50-degree water.
Fucking when I went to Skankfest, remember when I sat in the pool for a bit?
Yeah, dude, like, you came back up like immediately, and you're like, nah, dude, that shit's cold.
It is, bro. It was so hot outside also, dude, and that shit was still too cold. I was like,
damn, let's just move to Florida.
This sucks ass.
Let's just fish for shrimp.
The humidity is going to kill me, dude. I'm good.
Nah, dude, shrimp.
You
got that shrimp money?
I'd rather live in the desert.
Yeah, dude, shrimp.
I go live in a depressing desert.
Yeah, scrimp. There ain't no scrimps in the desert.
Ain't no scrimp today.
Ain't no scrimp in the desert.
Ain't no scrimp out there.
Can't do no fucking Bubba Gump shit out in the desert.
Can't be doing no Bubba Gump. Yeah, you can. You can do Bubba Gump dirt shrimp.
Bubba Gump dirt shrimp. Some it's of just like fucking chicken.
She's roly polies.
She's roly polies. Nah, dude. Like, you ever been to Bubba Gump?
No.
It's trash. Don't go.
I mean, I figured it almost felt like a Disney attraction.
It is. The one time is I went.
I thought it was on the Santa Monica Pier.
It's on the Santa Monica Pier. There was one down
here
in San
Diego. Have you been to the Santa Monica Pier?
Yes, dude. I worked the Georgian Hotel, that big ass fucking.
Was that fun?
No. Yeah, working at that place sucked ass, dude.
What did you do?
It was a 100-something-year-old hotel that they wanted to renovate it, and it was fucking gay.
What'd you do?
What do you mean, what I do?
What'd you do at the hotel, genius?
I fucking helped renovate it.
Oh, I thought you meant like you worked at the hotel.
Oh, no. I did a job
in the hotel.
At the hotel that took like basically the entire time I worked.
And you hated
construction.
It?
Construction. And I hated it because it's fucking hundreds of years old and the owners never wanted to spend any fucking money.
Bro, companies do not want to spend money.
Yeah, because they're just like, no, I need to make $7 billion off of my $13 investment.
Dog, this computer and housekeeping has been going down for a year now.
Yeah.
I've been fixing it. The CPU fan finally died. I've been getting around that.
Just office space it, dude.
I've been getting around that by just booting from the fucking, from the RAM. And finally, dude, I was just lying and I told this dude, hey man, this shit has CPU fan failure, but when I get through it, the Ethernet adapter doesn't work anymore. That shit, when I try to reset it, it tells me I need an administrator password. One of you assholes needs to come down here. Unless you're going to give me admin privileges. Because I'm all down for that, baby. And then there's like, oh, no, whatever, you know. Today, that fool comes down and he tells me, hey, man, so we changed that computer. We got a new CPU in it. I'm like, oh, you guys didn't just fix it. You got, like, a new one. Like, oh, yeah. We kind of, like, dragged you guys on it. But, you know, we finally got a new one in there. I'm just like, fuck you, dude. That shit took, like, a year and a half for you guys to get that in there. That shit doesn't cost you more than, like, $130.
That's a bottle of wine at the owner's dinner, okay?
It's
you know how many bottles of wine he's going to miss out if he buys you new CPUs?
And I get it, dude. You know, like, you know, that's, you know, rich people stay
rich. Think about the rich, Fino.
Rich people stay rich because they don't spend money. But I'm just like, dog, the fact that you guys just keep putting Band-Aids on this
shit. How are they going to order a $130 lobster every night if they're buying you CDs.
It just makes me think, dude, I think I'd be a bad business. I might be a bad business owner then, dude, because I would just, me as a business owner, I'd rather just replace everything and get everything good, running, fixed, so you guys can shut the fuck up.
A good business owner and not being an idiot.
I don't understand that shit, bro. That blows my mind. It's like, just make your workers happy and everyone will be happy. Like, I don't understand.
Just don't worry.
Like, the owner of a business is just
be happy.
Keep everyone happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
Dude, today was the best. Dude. I had
Bobby McFerrin's.
I office spaced it today.
Did you?
2 hours of nothing, bro. I was just on my phone.
Man, I thought you took out the old computer and you beat the shit out of
no,
it.
No, dude, I was on my phone for 2 hours. I was doing because there's nothing else to do, bro. I finished my work and there was nothing else to do. And
you
I didn't
just go home?
No, dude, I want to get paid. I'm not fucking salaried.
That sucks.
I know, but I just sat on my phone. I was watching videos. I was dicking around. Lunch time came around. I was eating my lunch off lunch. It was bad. Dude, you know what I did in my lunch? I took a nap, dude. I went in my car, took a nap, and then I got off lunch, picked up my lunch, and then I ate lunch.
I used to do that shit all the time, dude. They're like, hey, you need to be at the job site like an hour before everybody. I'm like, all right, fine, but I'm going to eat breakfast on the job site.
It was the best,
doing
dude.
Nothing.
It was the best, dude. Yeah. Like, I was just, it was the shit, dude. I was just sitting there doing nothing.
Especially
I was
working in the Mesa,
dude. Look, it's 1 o'clock. I mean, 2 o'clock. Those
is great. When I was working in the Mesa, we had like one trade on site when we were doing the bank. Mm-hmm. Swami's was right there, so every morning just get some Benedict.
Ooh,
hey, Benedict, dude, yeah. Just sit there, eat my Benedict, dude. Wait, everybody's waiting for all these motherfuckers to show up,
bro.
Get paid to eat breakfast.
Honestly,
shit.
I really do like doing this accounting thing, but like I was telling Kendall, I need more money. So,
I keep telling you, dude, do this. Get your CPA while you're doing it. You'll have a certification. You'll have experience behind it. Then you can go to a company that needs a junior accountant that will pay fucking $60,000 to $70,000.
So what's a CPA again?
Certified Professional Accountant.
Where can I do get that from?
A college. Didn't you say you're only like a couple credits away from your AA?
Yeah.
So then all you need to do is go to like, you might even be able to get a CPA through Southwestern. Dude.
Will I have to pay for it?
Yeah, but it'll pay for itself after a few years.
Really?
With your increased salary and benefits? Yes.
Are you sure, Ryan?
Yes! A fucking $2,000 investment to make an extra $30,000 over the next 10 years to make an extra $300,000 for a $3,000 investment is not worth it.
Wait, $300?
For however much it costs you. Say it costs you $3,000 to finish out like a CPA certification with your AA and your CPA like bachelor's or certification at a community college that'll do that. And then you get a more earning power of an extra $30,000 to $60,000 a year over 10 years. You can earn an extra $300,000 to $600,000 a year plus employer contributions. If you find the right employer into a 401k.
Let's do it. CPA it is then.
I keep telling you, dog. You don't want to listen.
Because I don't think I'm going to like accounting. I'm, like, nervous of doing it.
You just said you like it.
Because, like, well, I like what I'm doing, but what I'm not really doing is accounting, man. I really am more of an assistant than anything.
Well, dude, so, I mean.
But I do like the office life.
So do that.
That'd be so fun to do, dude. But
do that.
I also don't want to do that forever, man. I don't want to work a 9-to-5 forever. Working 40 hours a week sucks ass. God damn, it sucks ass.
Yeah, but I mean,
maybe I could do some freelance accounting.
If you
want
to make money doing the office life,
maybe I can do some freelance accounting and stay at home.
There's probably companies that will pay you to stay at home.
That's what
like
I'm saying.
Maybe
I could just manage accounts without really having to be there. I can manage multiple accounts.
Yeah, but you probably need a CPA plus years of experience.
Well, yeah, I could just work here, get my CPA, like you said.
Yeah.
Then could I just be like a rogue accountant?
Yeah, you can start your own accounting business.
And then I just be like accounting for people.
Yeah. You have your own accounting business, be a 1099, self-employed.
And be like, what's up, nigga? Welcome
to me. I'm a freelance, dog.
Give me your shit. I'll count your shit real quick.
Part of your freelance contract could
look
be
at
that
these journal
I
entries.
Work remotely.
Look at these journal entries, baby. Guess what? We don't do journal entries because I know how to do the formulas in that fucking Excel now, baby. What's good?
Yeah, but like, if you do that, part of your contract, your freelance contract could be like, I work 100% remote. You cannot force me into the office.
I'd be sick.
That would be sick. There are people who do that, dude. Or you can be a data analyst.
You know what?
I'm gonna go
see what I can do with that.
Like some of them dirtbag climbers.
Because I'm already there, and I don't think it's that hard, man. It just feels like I'm just punching numbers into an Excel sheet.
That's pretty much all it is.
Like, I'm getting the reports you're giving me, and I'm just putting them into something else. Huh. It's not like I'm coming up with anything. You're giving me everything, and I'm just sorting it out for you.
Look, man, I really think kind of what you're talking about, this shit's not that hard, and I think people are going to figure out that that shit's not that hard, and people aren't going to get paid a lot for it anymore, and then, like, people like me are starting to get paid more, because, like, I don't have college degrees or anything like that. Anyway, the potential I have to earn is like hundreds of thousands.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like real skills versus earned demand. So I'll always advocate for a trade. But if you want to work office life, CPA that shit off, dude. CPA that shit up or pursue project management like you did before.
I was, but bro.
But then you will have to make site visits, and you have to deal with
people.
Yeah, people.
And I'm not trying to deal with idiots.
Yeah.
Because I completely understand that you're working the field, and what you're telling me is very field related. What I'm telling you is numbers and time related. And if you can't fucking equate that, then I'm sorry, bro. Like, you need to understand my language, not me understand your language. Because you're working on the time tables I'm giving you, bud. And it's just is what it is. Like, it's. Mm. And most people just will not get that. Like, that's the reason why you hire that person. He's a manager. You have to listen to what he says. That's the point. But most people just will not listen. And I'm not going to have to.
The reality of it is very different. But
well, I know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's. That's where the duality lies. You know what I'm saying? The best project manager would be someone who already worked the trade and then decided to go into project management. But if me going into project management and try to talk to people and be like, hey,
project
man.
Project management isn't just construction. You can project manage a lot of projects. You could do it for a tech company. You could do it for a video game company.
It's going to be all the same thing, though. The best experience person is going to be someone who works in the field. Like, you can't just be a rogue project manager. You can't. Like, maybe you can, but you really can't, dude, because people are not going to want to listen to someone who doesn't work in the field. I'm sorry.
You can't.
People's egos are way too strong, dude. They're just. You're going to have someone who tells you, I'm going to give you the money, but you need to tell my team to do this. And then it's your job to convince the team to do that. You can't go back to that guy and be like, hey, man, well, Tim isn't really listening. That guy's going to look at you and be like, then why the fuck am I paying you for? Aren't you a project manager? Go manage this shit with my people to do this project.
Tim isn't listening. You fire Tim.
They're not. What if they don't want to do that? You're not in charge of that company. They hired you on as a project manager. That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, that's. Trust me, bro. I already fucking looked into the future of that. It's just kind of like the only way that would be successful.
Project managers I knew were making $150,000 to $200,000.
And I'm pretty sure they probably worked in the fucking field before they became project managers.
No, they didn't.
They didn't do one single job in the field.
No, they went to school for construction management and then immediately became a project manager.
Well, yeah, I didn't go to any construction management shit, dude.
I just
went to general National project University. Management. Like.
Oh, you went to one of them certification programs?
Yeah, it was free. I didn't pay anything for it.
Oh, dude, those don't count for shit.
Like, I learned how to do project management. I understand how to manage. I know how to use Excel and all that. And I just realized that's really all that is. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
No.
And the only way that will work is if you're in the field already. That's all how that would work.
Just get your CPA.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was looking into carpentry. I was looking into upholstery.
I don't think you're going to like it.
It's just cutting things up.
Knowing you, you're not going to like carpentry.
Why? Just cutting things up.
Upholstery? No. I don't think you like it. It's not just cutting things up.
Why not?
You want to take pallets out to the dumpster? You going to lift up a 70-pound pallet into the dumpster?
No, but I just want to learn how to fix people's couches and learn how to fix people's beds and learn how to fix people's cars. That's really all I really want to do. I don't want to do it so I could work for a company. I want to do it so I could help people out with dumb shit like that. Because most people who are going to care about shit like that are rich people. So,
to get one of them detail like vans.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but that's what I want to do. Like either like carpentry or like upholstery. Like just, hey man, I can.
What do you think carpentry is?
Ripping carpets out and putting new carpets and flooring in?
No. Carpentry is framing houses.
Oh, no. I guess being a floor?
No, that's a flooring guy.
Yeah.
You're interested in doing flooring.
Yeah, someone cuts up carpets and puts floors.
Yeah, that's flooring. And that's why I was like, you will not like carpentry, dude. Also, you're not going to like carrying drywall up a set of stairs.
And then also upholstery.
Okay, yeah, dude, that's not carpentry.
Okay.
If you say, I want to be a carpentry apprentice, and you're like, okay, carry a fucking 17 sheets of drywall up a narrow sheet of stairs, you're going to be like, nah, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Actually, we sound pretty fun, though.
No, it's fun the first two, and then after the next 15, you're like, fuck this job.
Bro, you get buff, dude.
You do. You do. But also, at the same time, it sucks ass, because there's usually no AC.
Who cares? Are you getting buff? Why don't you look at it like that? I'm getting paid to get buff.
You think so? But the diet has to match.
I mean, of course. I'm not going to sit there and go to Burger King afterwards. I'm going to come home and eat some chicken that Kendall made. Some fucking vegetables.
You got a girl.
Potatoes.
That's the difference. What
the fuck? I mean.
All these guys don't got girls. Well, they got Jack in the Box.
Well, go get one and know how to cook, dude.
They got Jack in the Box.
Like, it was either or. I mean, dude, what I was doing when I was single was just super simple. I was there just grilling chicken breasts, fucking getting microwave vegetables, and just mashing potatoes, dude.
That was it?
Yeah.
It sounds like a horrible existence.
It was delicious. What are you talking about?
Just mashed potatoes and vegetables and chicken every night.
Yeah, for dinner, yep. And then for breakfast, for bacon, eggs.
I will
oh,
give you,
man.
I can eat bacon and eggs for breakfast.
Bacon, eggs, or bacon and Spam, or bacon and hot dogs. Oh. I will eat that every single morning, then with a protein shake, and then for lunch, I will try to get like...
Dude, you said Spam...
Some form of like a salad or something, like a really tiny one, because I would have like a protein shake. So then I would have like a little tiny salad, like just to like put no, like a protein shake.
Like
gold standard whey, 36 grams of protein shake, like a fucking regular ass.
Like a muscle man.
Yeah, like I'll just have a regular ass protein shake that I would have the powder, make it with water, drink it.
I hate those. My mom used to shove those down my throat when I was a kid.
And then
she's like, "You're going to school. If you don't want to eat breakfast, you gotta drink this fucking protein shake and this gigantic fucking cup."
And honestly, she's not wrong about that, bro.
No, she wasn't wrong, but still, fuck
that. You do need some fucking form of food and fucking nutrition.
No, I don't. I've been fine my entire life. I'm fine.
Protein.
No, I'm fine. Lunch and dinner.
Hey, you're doing fucking surfing right now. Get a bag of protein. And just incorporate one scoop of that protein with water.
Get a bag of fucking meat.
I'm serious. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, dude. Broccoli's.
It's way harder.
Broccoli rocks.
I'm going to tell you right now, unless... I'm not telling you to be a bodybuilder, man. I'm just saying.
Nah, dude. Broccoli robs.
Just add a little bag of protein.
I don't know what a broccoli rob is.
I don't know either. I don't know why you're saying
some
that.
Some sort of broccoli.
The fuck? That sounds like a rapper, dude.
Hey, yo. Broccoli Rob.
Your boy Broccoli Rob. You best get the fuck off,
homie. Some Broccoli Rob.
Broccoli Rob.
Yeah.
All these motherfuckers. That means he's robbing money, homie, because I'm robbing green. Broccoli Rob.
Broccoli Rob.
But, yeah, dude, I'm telling you, you're surfing, losing that weight, incorporate some protein in there, dude, and you're going to be surprised how much that's going to affect you, man.
I don't know, man. I've been incorporating some Voodoo Range.
Just incorporate. I'm telling you, dude.
I should put some protein powder in my Voodoo
I would love
Ranger.
To see my bro getting swole.
Get swole.
Because I'm going to start getting swole, dude.
You're going to get swoles?
I'm going to become part of the
swole
society.
You're
going
to be like David Miscavige?
I'm going to become part of the swole society, dude. I've made the decision that I think I'm going to become part of the swole society.
You're going to be in the triple S? You're going to be in the triple S. You're going to be the small swole society.
I'm going to do yoga until my birthday this year. And then once my birthday hits, I'm going to incorporate weightlifting and I'm just going to become swole society. The reason why I want to incorporate yoga is because I want to make sure that I'm flexible, my muscles are strong. I want to make sure I don't pull a muscle. I want to make sure I don't get fucking injured lifting weights because... my muscles just aren't ready for it. It's like, no homie. Like, I'm going to be fucking great. I'm going to be stretched out. My muscles are going to be limber. I'm ready to probably be somewhat cut because I've been doing yoga since then. Like, I'm just going to just be building on. Hopefully by that time, dude, I can already do pull-ups where I'm pulling myself up all the way and going back down. And then I can just add some lifting, some weight to that shit, bro. And I'm just going to just bulk up, bro. I think I've decided, dude. Like,
that's cool.
I'm going to do that. And
I'm
then
still going to eat burritos.
The one thing,
I
mean,
surfing.
Me too, dude. Why not? I'm gonna definitely still drink beer. Like, the fuck? You think I'm gonna stop drinking beer? What's wrong with
but
you?
I mean, my burritos.
I think if I do end up earning extra money, because I'm gonna do bartending, I am going to pay my debts off, save up money, and I'm gonna try to see if I can save up enough to pay for a year for a boxing gym. I wanna do boxing for a year, and then I wanna do taekwondo for a year, and then I'll do kickboxing after that.
Or you just go to the gym that I signed up for.
What's that?
Jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai.
Nah, I want to learn striking.
Muay Thai is striking. It's elbows and knees along with boxing.
But, no, I just want
to Thai kickboxing.
I just want to learn striking before I get into that.
Do you not hear what you're saying? I want to learn striking, so you want to learn how to throw a punch. So you want to learn how to throw a punch with Muay Thai? You want to learn how to throw a cooler punch, which is your elbow?
But I feel like Muay Thai is going to teach you how to, like, do everything else at the same time instead of just focusing on, like, one thing.
No.
I don't think Muay Thai is going to be like, we're going to learn punching today and forever. And then once we're good with that, we're going to move on.
Bro, you want like a 5-year-old karate class where there's like, all right, we're doing 3 months on a right-handed hook?
Yeah.
You're not going to find that anywhere.
You got to learn that shit, dude.
You're not going to find that anywhere.
Well, that's why you
You're not going to find that, dude, unless you go to a 5-year-old karate class where you're going to start as a white belt.
You do boxing.
They're still not just going to be like, all right, we're going to spend 3 hours learning how to throw a left hook.
No, you're going to learn conditioning, which is like the most important part of everything.
Yeah, same thing with I don't know why you're arguing with me about this. It's the same thing at that gym. You're going to pay like fucking $1,200 a year or like $2,400 a year.
That's why it's so expensive. Kind of boxing-only gyms are way cheaper than that. I looked into them. They're way cheaper than that.
I did go to high school on the wrestling team with a guy who was a sparring partner for Manny Pacquiao because he had the same style as Oscar De La Hoya.
The Golden Glove style?
And he does the boxing gym. He's a boxing instructor at the boxing gym.
Ask him how much it is. Because I've looked into him and I've like, bro, memberships are like $200-$300 a year.
A year or a month?
A year. And that ain't bad. I looked into Muay Thai gyms and shit like that, and MMA gyms. They're like literally charging that for a month, and I'm just like, I can't afford that. But I could afford $200-$300 a year to learn how to box, dude. And like, that's my point, where it's just a better price point.
That doesn't seem right. A year?
Yeah, dude, boxing, no one does boxing gyms because they have the same mentality of you, of like, you should go just learn, do that instead. And that's the most popular thing, so everyone's doing that. There's still gyms where they just dedicate themselves to boxing, man, and they have those diehard people who fucking pay monthly and yearly to go there and learn how to box.
That's true. It's probably because boxing is a dying sport.
And not only that, but I think it's just cheaper. Well, owning one of those kinds of gyms, I feel like it's just cheaper because really all you're paying for is like electricity. As long as you have all your equipment and all that, obviously.
Your
like
utilities, that's it.
I mean, if you're just straight boxing too, dude, all you need is just some bags, and then people are just running and doing jump ropes for the most part.
Well, as long as you can cover your rent, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, that's why those gyms are, I feel like, are super cheap. The reason why MMA and all that are charging inflated prices is because everyone wants to do it. So they're just like, yeah.
That's not true. You can find the right one. But it'll be small, like you're talking about.
I just haven't seen anyone that's under $100 a month, bro.
Because everything that's on Google is paying for marketing.
It doesn't matter. Like, even friends that I know who do jiu-jitsu, dude, like, they just, their gyms are still $100 a plus a month. And I'm just like, bro, like, I'm trying to do like $200-$300 a year, like $20 a month or something, bro. I'm not trying to do anything crazy like that. And the boxing gyms I looked up to literally have plans like that.
But
like,
are those just for workouts, or are those to actually teach you how to fight?
Teach you how to fight, bro. They're class. You get to go in there, and then they have classes, and you get to participate in them. And then,
are they the classes where they're like full of 40-year-old women hitting a heavy bag?
No, it's like you do circuits where you go and do like the 5 minutes of shadow boxing, then you go and do fucking runs or whatever. Then afterwards, you get to spar with people.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
No, then you get to spar with people at the end. The reason, but see, that's what I'm saying.
You shouldn't be sparring with people until you learn.
The reason why you do all that with boxing is to tire you out. So when you go ahead and spar with people, you're not fucking hitting people with your fucking maximum force. You're tired. So then they could teach you boxing techniques. So when you practice with other people, you're not knocking them out, and you're not in the danger of actually injuring somebody. You just got done doing an hour or two of cardio. So then they start teaching you the boxing stuff. That's the hard part about boxing, is that you kind of have to like break through that first hour or two of the cardio training before they even get into boxing. Yeah,
it's the same thing with jiu-jitsu.
Because, like, they know they go ahead and teach you. But the thing about jiu-jitsu is they teach you how to shrimp. They teach you how to do a lot of basic other stuff before.
But
which is,
they tire
which
you
is,
out before.
Exactly. Yeah. But you're doing still jiu-jitsu stuff. You're doing shrimping. You're learning how to be on your back and how to move on your back. And you're learning how to go ahead and crawl like that on your knees and all that. Like, I understand. But at the same time, that's all still things that you do in combat for jiu-jitsu. In boxing, bro, they just tire you out before you just start striking. You know what I'm saying? Like, the thing about jiu-jitsu is you can continue doing it because you're having fun. You're like, yo, I'm learning something. This is what you do when you're doing it. In boxing, you're just running and doing fucking jumping jacks and you're doing all this other nonsense.
Sounds like wrestling
practice. And then, because it is. It's the same thing with wrestling. It's so you guys won't fuck each other up when you actually learn the techniques. Because if you do it at full strength, you're going to fuck each other up.
No, we still did that.
Like, you're trying, obviously, but you're too tired. So you're winded.
No, dude, we were fucking 16.
True. But as you
we
get
were
older,
16, so of course we were like, well, no, yeah, we'll run 3 miles and then go fuck each other
because
up.
Because they still tired you out, dude. You still gotta admit that they fucking they didn't even they yeah know, exactly.
Have
they
you ever
you
gone
said.
Through a wrestling conditioning?
Yes, dude. These fucking stupid Marine assholes put me through YPF and Morse, which was youth physical fitness, and it was a stupid shit where it was just pull-ups were the number one king. You had to do a triathlon, and like if you didn't run a fucking like mile and under like some following time, you're a bitch. And it was just like, dude, this is dumb. I don't want to do ROTC. I'm leaving. Like, it was just...
But the wrestling workouts were twice the ROTC.
It was fucking lame. No, that's
twice
what I'm saying.
Wrestling.
This was like... this was the performance team of ROTC. It was YPF. This is like, you would go against other ROTCs
like
in San Diego. Well, that's how they treated it also.
So like YPF.
That's literally how they treated it. It was fucking stupid. Dude, it was so stupid. But
recharge on campus, YPF.
I got to give it to them, dude. They were one of the most fittest people on fucking campus, bro. And like, whenever they would go and do fucking wrestling workouts also, dude, because these was literally trained like Marines. They would literally just go hiking. They would go running. They would do all this stupid shit. They would do a fucking 100 push-up pull-ups a day because pull-ups are the most important things in your life.
God,
it was
I hated
dumb.
That, dude. 200 fucking sit-ups, 200 fucking push-ups, 3 mile run.
Yep. And then that's what I'm
shit
saying. When I found
ass.
Out about combat training, then I realized like, oh, like, yeah, they got to tire you out because they're – You got with the second you turn technique and they're like, hey, go with your partner and fucking practice technique. If you're not tired out, dude,
I
you're
think
just
they do that
fuck
for
each
the
other
minority
up.
Of people who will fuck each other up.
Yeah, that's what
I
I'm
think
saying.
As an adult,
it's like
as an adult, it's different than your kid.
Well, duh. That's what I'm saying. Like when you're learning to not compete, when you're just learning to fucking learn, obviously it's going to be totally fucking different. When you're a kid, you're obviously in a team and these fucking people are going to push you because you have a coach.
Not true.
And you're trying to compete against other people.
I knew a guy who did kung fu and like some form of jujitsu. I don't think he did Brazilian jujitsu. I think he did regular jujitsu. No.
Well, that's not my point. Like, if you're going to wrestle at school, it's different.
Oh, at school. I thought you were talking about taking a martial art
no.
just as a kid.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, if you're comparing it
it's
to high school
how
or
wrestling
something like
is
that.
A martial art.
It is. But if you're comparing it to, like, a high school something, well, it's different, dude, because you're getting trained for a team so you can compete.
No, I'm talking about just martial arts in general.
But, yeah, like, if you learn the discipline where it's just like straight striking or just straight whatever, like, yeah, dude, it's the same thing of jiu-jitsu, of like Brazilian jiu-jitsu and all that, except in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, they literally just tire you out by doing moves they're basics, basically, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Like, it's just the basics. And they tire you out doing that. But, like, everything else is just going to be stupid shit, like I said, like running, jumping jacks, shadow boxing.
I don't know why you want to pay someone for that then.
Because it's cheaper.
Than doing it on your own?
No, because, Ryan, you learn the techniques after. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, the reason why a lot of people say boxing classes suck is because they really can't last the endurance part, which is doing what I just explained, and then afterwards they teach you the actual techniques, and then you get to practice techniques against other people.
Can't you just learn the techniques on the internet?
No, because there's going to be no one there telling you that your form is wrong, that you're not swinging with your hips, that you're not putting your toes in the right placement, that you're fucking... You're swinging with your elbow and you can actually, or with your shoulder, you can actually throw your fucking shoulder out by doing that.
Swings with their shoulder? How do you do that?
Bro, people throw punches like this.
Oh, like that.
People throw punches like this. This is how people throw punches. Like this, extending their elbow. If you don't know how to fight, dude, that's how people throw punches. Look at fucking fights.
Yeah, someone did that to me. I'm just going to fuck.
You're not supposed to throw punches. You're supposed to, you're not supposed to extend. You're supposed to like, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
The but only time you're supposed to extend, you still keep your shoulder locked in. So you extend with your.
And most people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? And like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know. I always played sports as a kid. So I know how to move my body.
My only thing about going to one of those, because it's just cheaper, bro. I would love to do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but that's just mad expensive, bro. I'd rather just pay $200-$300 a year and learn. Like, just do that.
I don't know. I don't think you can put a price on being confident in protecting yourself.
What, you think being knowing how to strike someone with boxing isn't being able to protect yourself?
What happens,
dude,
when you go to the ground?
What if you don't let them get to the ground because you know they're going to try to go for ground moves?
Dude, I don't know, man.
What is, so
like you're trying to say that you can't go to the ground? Most fights, 90% of fights in the street go to the ground. You're Mike Tyson in the streets? You're Mike Tyson against Jake Paul? You gonna teach some kids some lessons?
No, all I'm saying, Ryan, is that
you're gonna be like, don't touch my pivots.
No, Ryan, it's because I know that is I'm gonna keep my distance. and someone's going to go ahead and try to rush me with their head down, I'm going to be able to just, simple, done. Like, it's, the only way you could take me down is if you do that. The only other way is if you have a surprise attack on me and you actually pick me up. But guess what? I know how to strike now. So if you pick me up, I'm just going to just, it's going to basically be, dude, I'm just going to be able to strike at you.
You look like a cat just then.
I know, unfortunately. But that's what you got to realize. That's what's going to happen, dude. And I'm just going to aim for your temple and your eyes. I'm not going to aim for your jaw. Like, I'm going for kill shots because I'm small. You're going to try to choke me out and try to do some crazy
you
shit.
You should aim from here.
The back of the head? Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm not going to be able to get enough power.
Well, if someone, in your situation, if someone's charging you, you just...
Well, oh, yeah. Of course. That's what I'm saying. Keep your distance. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that's where the fight's going to go to.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you do both, it's safer.
I know. If I have the money, don't get me wrong, I'll be able to afford it. But at my situation right now, dude, I can't afford $180 a fucking month to learn how to fight.
Well,
like I said, I could afford
you could be like
$200
Ben Affleck
a year
in the
to learn how to fight.
Dude.
Like, hell yeah, dude. I can do that.
No
problem.
Dude, for real, hear me out.
No,
you get your
problem.
CPA, you get in with like one of them companies, and you
start
do jiu-jitsu,
fight club,
and you do that, and then you could be Ben Affleck in the accountant.
Start a fight club?
I mean, we could start a fight club.
It'd be fucking great. Oh my god.
I know. We've been on for a while.
Jesus.
German dude, you wanna start a fight club?
German dude, let's start a fight club.
We're gonna start a fight club.
Love you, German.
Just
dude.
Like the book club.
Except it'll be about fighting.
We can
hey,
read fight club.
You guys should go ahead and email us any fucking fighting styles you guys know, dude. That'd be fucking sick.
Sambo.
I want to know
you
people who
Sambo?
Know different fighting styles. No. But I want to know different fighting styles. You guys go and email us. Go ahead and call us.
Fuck it, dude. Let's do sumo.
Waterpipecollective@gmail.com.
Thewaterpipecollective@gmail.com.
Go ahead and email us some fighting styles. We're going to look
yeah,
it up. So we're going to talk about it next episode.
Email us videos of your favorite fights.
That too. That too. It could be street fights, but they need to be good quality.
Any fights, dude. It could be UFC. It could
I don't
want to
see potato.
Dude.
No potato quality.
Nope. Oh, no. I don't know, dude.
No
shovel,
potato quality. I'm
shovel
trying to see
girl
some shit.
Was potato quality.
Trying to see some shit.
And that was a good fight.
Trying to see some shit.
I'll show you some shit. I'll show you all some right. shit on the Reddit. I saw them earlier.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. Later. Ha ha ha.